There are many exciting things to do while visiting Grand Canyon National Park. There are summer and winter activities one can undertake, as well as many special events that are offered through the park. There are adventures for all ages, and people of all fitness and health levels can always find something fun and enjoyable to do. A popular activity in the park is camping. There are two regular campgrounds and one RV campground for visitors to use, as well as three backcountry campgrounds. Backcountry camping requires a permit, which can be obtained at the backcountry office. There are also two campgrounds outside park boundaries, which many visitors use if park grounds are full. Mather Campground is a year-round site that is located approximately 1 mile south of the visitor center on the South Rim. It offers 320 campsites, showers, toilets, and phones. There is a 7-day limit and a $10 fee per site. Desert View Campground can be found 26 miles east of the visitor center, but only offers 50 campsites and toilets. There is also a 7-day limit and a $10 fee. Trailer Village is next to Mather Campground and has 84 RV hookups. Laundry and hygiene facilities are located nearby. There is a $16 charge per site and advance reservations are recommended. Indian Garden, Cottonwood Campground, and Bright Angel Campground are the three backcountry campgrounds available in the park. Indian Garden lies 3,100 feet below the rim, 4.6 miles from the trailhead of South Rim Bright Angel Trail. It is open all year round, offers 15 campsites, and water, toilets, and a ranger station. Cottonwood Campground is located 16.6 miles away from the Bright Angel Trailhead and offers 14 sites. It is closed from November through April. Bright Angel Campground is located 9.3 miles past the trailhead, near Phantom Ranch. It is open all year and there is no fee. There are several hiking trails in the park, which allow visitors to see some of the most beautiful areas of the Grand Canyon. The Rim Trail is an easy trail that families can do and is recommended for those still getting used to the elevation. The Bright Angel Trail is a strenuous 19-mile, 2-day trail that affords a spectacular view of the Inner Gorge and the Redwall Formation. South Kaibab Trail is a 12.6-mile, 2-day, very strenuous and steep hike that features amazing canyon views. The Hermit Trail covers 17 miles, is very strenuous, and takes at least 2 days to complete. There are quite a number of beautiful sights to see along the way, such as the Supai Formation, Santa Maria Spring, and the Redwall Formation. The Grand View Trail is 6 miles long, very strenuous, and takes about a day. The highlight of this hike is the Horseshoe Mesa. Bicycling, fishing, horseback riding, and rafting are several activities that are permitted in the park. Those biking must stay on paved and secondary roads, and be cautious of traffic. Arizona State fishing licenses are required to fish in the park, which can be obtained in the village. 1- and 2-hour horseback riding tours are offered through the park during the day and evening, and can be arranged through the Apache Stables. Smooth water and whitewater rafting trips can also be undertaken and can be arranged for ahead of time. The famous mule rides into the canyon are of course still available in the park. One can choose to take an overnight, 1-day, or 3-day mule trip. There are certain physical conditions that must be met in order to take one of these trips, such as one must weigh under 200 pounds. One must make reservations for trips as they are very popular and are always booked up ahead of time. Information can be obtained and reservations made by calling the park. A number of tours are offered at the Grand Canyon, such as the Grand Tour, Anasazi Indian Adventure Tour, and the Sunset Tour. These tours are exciting and very informative, not to mention a lot of fun. The park also offers special events for each season. Spring is wildflower season, which draws many people, and the Arts for Parks program is also offered. A dramatization called John Wesley Powell at the Grand Canyon is offered in the summer. And fall brings the Grand Canyon Chamber Music Festival. Christmas festivities are the highlight of the winter season, and the park features a 20-foot decorated tree to celebrate the occasion. Information on all activities and programs can be obtained by calling the park or stopping at the visitor center. One should remember that some activities and adventures require advance reservations and to call the park at least a couple of weeks before arrival to ensure being able to participate in all desired events. There are always plenty of things for everyone to do in Grand Canyon National Park.